Well, this week on Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa, audiologist, we want to talk about what is called the epidemic of loneliness and isolation in this country. And this is right up there with a lot of other major serious problems, Doug, that folks that maybe are getting older, that don't hear as well, really suffer from loneliness, and that can just make it 10 times worse.
It can. You know, this comes out of that study I think we referenced a while back. It was called the ACHIEVE study, and it was done and looked at the combination or the correlation between hearing loss and then cognitive decline, and then whether treatment with hearing aids would slow that. And they did find that that connection. And so they went back and looked at it again, and they also looked at loneliness in older Americans, you know, which isn't always necessarily associated with hearing loss, but that is one of the things, that social isolation that we get when we aren't able to participate in groups and activities and, you know, be around our family and friends and do the things that we really enjoy. I mean, human beings are social creatures, I think. And when we aren't able to participate, we tend to withdraw, and loneliness can happen. And so treating people with hearing loss with hearing aids showed a decline in that loneliness.
You might say it's not as bad as some things, but they're ranking it right up there with smoking, obesity, substance abuse, all of those things. Loneliness can be up there within those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, you know, mental health issues, certainly. I mean, as we're getting older, we want to stay active. We want to stay engaged in our community, in our churches, in our family. And it's difficult to do that when you're suffering from communication problems. And so another reason to encourage people to come in and have a hearing evaluation, if they're experiencing that and that you notice maybe in mom or dad or a spouse or any loved one that they're withdrawing from those social situations, it can be connected to that. You know, people do the same thing with vision problems. You know, they don't enjoy the activities that they used to. Maybe they love to go golfing and they don't see where their golf ball goes anymore, so they disengage from that activity. The same thing can happen with hearing loss.
So the good news is, you can do something that can affect that, and that is getting your hearing screened or updating some technology or maybe some hearing aids that you have.
Yeah, I mean, if folks have had their hearing aids for a while, we certainly, and they're struggling with anything, of course, we'd love to see them and show them what kind of new technology is available. If folks haven't had a hearing evaluation, we'd encourage them to do that, because it always starts with getting a good baseline, finding out where they stand, and ruling in or ruling out problems like hearing loss.
Yeah, and again, you talk to patients a lot and find out what technology is right for them, because you're not going to sell them something they're not going to be able to work with.
Yeah, I mean, it's very important we understand what the patient's needs are. We try to practice patient-centered care, getting to know our patients well, what their needs are, and tailoring the solutions for their lifestyle.
What's your phone number here?
It's 792-5933.
It's Audiological Services of Iowa. They want to help you out. If you're struggling, loneliness, just struggling to communicate, give them a call and start working on that issue. Audiological Services of Iowa.